Hi everyone, welcome to Block Shots. My name is Gautam Dhameja, and in this episode of the podcast, I'm going to talk about fork. Think of what happens when a group of people follow rules about something, and when those rules change, and groups don't believe in that change. Blockchains are decentralized systems. That means multiple parties store all the information so that there is no single point of control or failure. Now, for all these parties to store information and stay updated on the state of that information, they must follow rules. They must follow and make sure that the state updates are replicated on all the nodes. These rules are basically the consensus algorithm of the network, which makes sure when the blocks are produced, how these are produced, what should be the size of the block, and who produces them at what point. There are multiple of these things that are taken into consideration so that all the nodes can agree on the state of the blockchain. Just like any other software system, blockchains are also supposed to be updated whenever there is a need to do that. This is to make sure that the processes being followed in the blockchain are optimized at regular intervals. These optimizations could be needed in multiple scenarios. For example, what if the number of miners or validators suddenly increases? Or let's say, what happens if there are a lot of users into the blockchain and the block production needs to be faster? Then the rules must be changed for the blockchain to be optimized to serve the users in a more efficient manner. Ultimately, when there are updates made to a blockchain, it results into an updated software of the node. Now, the number of users running these nodes must update their individual nodes for the new rules to take effect. And this is where a conflict can arise. For example, if there are thousands of validators in a network and some of the validators or miners agree to update their node and others don't, then some of the miners will be following the old rules which have not updated their nodes till now. And the others who have already updated would be following the new rules. Now, there are two scenarios that could happen at this moment. One, a soft fork. This is the case where the old rules are still compatible with the new rules. There is backward compatibility in the new node. And this is the case where the chain still continues to function as a single chain, where some nodes are still following the old rules, but other nodes are following new ones. And they are still continuing to work together. The other scenario is that where the new rules are not compatible with the old ones. This phenomena is called a hard fork. In such a scenario, depending upon what the communities decide, there could be two completely different blockchains arising from the single parent chain. And this is exactly what happened once in Bitcoin, when Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash became separate networks. This also happened in the case of Ethereum, when Ethereum and Ethereum Classic became separate networks. This is basically how a hard fork happens, when the rules are not compatible and the communities running the nodes decide whether they want to follow the old ones or the new ones. So this was about fork, how this happens, why this happens. Essentially, this is all connected to the social and political aspects of blockchain. Whenever there are multiple parties involved in taking decisions, and whenever there is a need to update the process of making these decisions, then these parties agree or may not agree. And this is the cause of having a fork on the chain. And forks are not necessarily a bad thing. Sometimes updates are needed to make the system more efficient and optimized to serve the users in a better way. So that was about fork. Thank you for listening. Please do not forget to subscribe to the podcast and stay tuned for the next episodes. Ciao.